For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Gavin and Katie. Thank you so much for, one, downloading the Odyssey app, and two, finding our podcast.
Yes.
And downloading our podcast and what we expect to be laughing at our podcast. We are brought to you by BetterHelp.com, which is online therapy. We'd love it if you tried it for free. Check out BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall for 10% off.
106.5 The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
So there are two astronauts floating above our heads right now. Now, they're not just like floating in the void. They're at the International Space Station. And they went up there on June 6th for what was supposed to be an 8-day journey. They're still there. And they're not coming home now until February.
Why?
What? February.
8 days.
They were supposed to be there for 8 days.
I can't imagine the anxiety. Now, can you explain in layman's terms what's going on, why they're stuck there?
By the way, their names are Butch Wilmore, which is like...
Great astronaut name.
And Suni Williams. Okay?
Also great.
Can I explain it? No.
Oh, okay.
But I can try. So they arrived at the space station on June 6th. As they were approaching the orbiting outpost, five of the Boeing Starliner's thrusters malfunctioned. Basically, this is a gigantic PR nightmare for Boeing.
Well, as if they needed it.
Exactly. Okay, so the Boeing Starliner's thrusters malfunctioned. This caused a nearly hour-long delay in the docking process. So now they're just floating next to the space station. Whoa. For an hour. Oh. Separately, mission managers also detected a helium leak from the capsule's propulsion system, an issue that was known prior to the spacecraft's launch, but appeared to get worse on flight. This Boeing Starliner has just been docked on the space station, and they've been trying to fix the problem.
Okay.
So that they could come home. Turns out they can't. And they're just going to let this Boeing Starliner come back to Earth with no one on it. So, and this hurts me to say, Elon Musk is coming to the rescue.
Right.
His company SpaceX is going to go up and get them.
Okay, what
and
about,
bring them back.
What about food and water?
Apparently they have plenty on the space station.
Okay.
All right. They also have like, they have almost like their own kind, like meat and stuff like that. It has to be like freeze dried and that's up there. But they have like their own little farm on the space station with like lights and stuff. And they grow like vegetables and fruit.
I've seen that in TV and movies, but I wasn't sure if that really existed. Okay. Now, we talked about this before when they originally got trapped.
Right.
And that was like after they'd been there just a couple weeks.
Yeah.
Gavin, you had a very important question.
It's a man and a woman.
At what point do you start having the conversation, should we have sex?
Right. For self-preservation. For just like...
You said to reduce stress.
Reduce stress.
Okay.
To occupy your time.
That's
There's
true.
No Netflix up there.
You don't think they have streaming?
I don't it think
seems
so.
Like they're the closest to the satellites.
I guess that's true. No lag.
Now, when it was just a couple weeks, my answer was definitely not.
Right.
There were too many pitfalls.
Yeah.
Lack of gravity.
Right.
Disappointing each other. Then you're stuck there with each other.
Like, God forbid it's awkward sex. Right. That's a great point.
Now, though, obviously things are changing.
Yeah.
It's not a conversation that I would absolutely say yes to right away, but it is something I might start thinking about.
How could you not?
And I mean, is it cheating if you're in space?
No, definitely not.
Can't be.
No, I mean, are we interested in hearing from Suni's mother?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, because I have some audio here. This is Suni's mother. Suni is trapped in space with Butch. Her mother is alarmingly calm.
I'm a mother of an astronaut. She's been an astronaut for 20 years. I understand all these things, so it's not bothering me too much. Although
not bothering me too much.
So I wanted to make sure she's safe before she comes back down. So actually, I'm very happy that they decided not to send her down right away. You never know. You know, there were two accidents with the shuttle already, and I sure as heck wouldn't want that to happen to my daughter.
Why is she laughing?
I'm the mother of an astronaut, and that means I get two things. I get my own helmet, and every day I get my own box of pink wine to calm my nerves until my Suni comes home.
Thanks, Nasna!
His facts are true because he searches Google. It's Did You Know with Kevin! Yay! Love it, guys! Yay!
Brought to you by American Furniture Galleries.
He goes all over the internet, even the parts that most of us are too scared to go to, just trying to mine out those diamonds of interesting facts. It's Did You Know with Kevin.
Did you know some cats are allergic to people?
That's adorable.
No.
That's so cute.
That's cute. I think that's so sad.
What part are they allergic to? You know, like, we are allergic to, some people say, like, it's the dander. Some people say it's actually their saliva on their fur when they clean themselves.
Oh.
What are cats allergic? What about us makes them allergic?
Probably body odor or attitude.
Attitude.
Yeah. Cats are empaths. They can sense when you're, like, sad or negative. And then they feel scared.
So if somebody's too much of a downer,
allergic.
The cat has an allergic reaction.
Yes.
Huh. Sneezing?
Sneezing. Dried eyes.
Oh, no.
Dried eyes.
They got to keep rubbing their eye every so often when they see you.
Oh, man.
Can you imagine how depressed you'd be if you found out a cat was allergic to you?
I wouldn't.
My old cat became diabetic. Was that part of it?
No, that's because of what you're feeding.
Was that his attitude? No, it's because of what you're feeding it.
Wow.
Have you ever had a cat?
No, I'm definitely allergic to cats.
You're not definitely.
Yes, I can. No. If I hold a cat too close to me,
he loses his hearing.
Good one.
Definitely allergic. It's Did You Know with Kevin.
Did you know women couldn't apply for credit at a bank until 1974?
Yeah, I did know that.
Oh.
How sad.
Yeah, and they couldn't vote till like a little bit later.
So when do you think women got the right to vote?
Like 1975.
Mm. Okay, so those couple years are big years.
Yeah.
Vote.
Yes.
Women got the right to vote in 75. I think I missed that part. Vote.
Yes.
You know, there were women like in power positions in House and Senate prior to that.
But they didn't get to vote.
They didn't get to vote for themselves.
But they could run. People could vote for them. Men could vote for them.
Yes.
Huh. Okay. Do you agree with that?
With women not voting?
With women should women have the right to vote, Kevin?
Yes.
Good.
Everyone's created equal.
All right.
Until they prove otherwise.
Well, he's still shaken by the fact that women couldn't get bank accounts.
Yeah.
Why do you think that is?
Because my mom holds all my money.
Right.
So what if she couldn't get a bank account and I was the only one that was supposed to have a bank account?
How crazy that you'd be allowed to have a bank account, but she wouldn't.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Who am I going to borrow money from?
I think they could, but they had to get a man's permission first.
That's what it was.
Do I have that right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But women are so much better at money management than men.
Let me tell you something. Women are so much better at almost everything.
Yeah. Except for carpeting.
Oh.
Carpeting?
Yeah.
What is that?
Carpentry. Like when you build things.
Carpentry?
Yes.
Well, you tell that to Sabrina Carpenter.
Wow.
She doesn't build things.
You don't know that.
She just makes songs.
You don't know that.
Bob the Builder. Man.
How about Joanna Gaines?
Who's that?
Oh, she's...
Oh, the owner of Joanne's?
Yep.
Feels like she's the owner of Target sometimes. She's Magnolia.
Oh.
Do you know what that is?
That's a flower.
Yeah, well, with the Magnolia section, that's Joanna Gaines.
Oh.
All right.
Oh, like the TV movie theater.
Yes.
Okay.
I think I know what he's talking about.
I don't know.
All right. Okay. Did you know with Kevin?
Did you know in WW2, British soldiers had to make do with only 3 sheets of toilet paper per day?
Per day?
Oh,
what
boy.
Is WW2?
World War II.
Okay, just making sure.
You think I don't know American history?
You don't know the English language.
Yes, I do.
3 pieces of toilet paper
That's
per day?
That's not enough for me.
Yeah, I was going to say, you would be toast.
I do at least 4.
Oh.
Come on,
yeah.
Kevin.
Come on.
Well, as many times as you...
Our toilet paper is not 2-ply.
You do at least 4 trips to the toilet per day.
Minimum.
Yeah. Wow. Why? Why was there a shortage on toilet paper?
Conservation.
What was it?
Conservation.
Okay.
Conserving because there wasn't enough production of toilet paper, aka paper,
right,
back in the day.
So all paper was scarce during World War II.
That's why they had courier birds.
I see.
Yeah.
All right.
So you tell the bird and whisper it in its ear what you wanted to say to your loved one.
Well, they had a voice box because it saves on paper.
Yes.
What's a voice box?
It's kind of like where you connect 2 cans together with a string.
Right.
Like that.
And the bird would carry the other can?
Yes.
I didn't know this.
Well, that's why you come to Did You Know, huh?
That's a great point. All right. We've learned so much today. Okay. Kevin, thank you very much. Those were some interesting facts, and it was a slog.
Yeah.
And now word from our sponsor, BetterHelp.com. It's Gavin and Katie.
And Gavin, you're having kind of a day.
I am having a day.
So
yes, I am.
This would be a great day to message your therapist, because you can message your therapist anytime you want with BetterHelp and they will get back in touch with you.
Yeah.
Say, like, listen, I'm struggling today.
I think maybe I'll do that. It's better than just screaming into the sky.
Right.
That's for sure.
It sure is. And that is not a therapeutic way to get through it.
BetterHelp.com is online therapy that is more accessible and better equipped to handle your specific needs than almost any form of therapy that has ever existed. So give it a try today and do it for 10% off by going to BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/wakeupcall, and get started today.
106.5, The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
It is time for us to play Fun Delivered. Fun Delivered is actually, we just took the name of the company that provides us with all this stuff. They exist out of Florida, and they buy up all of these undelivered packages that never made it to their forever homes. So their new forever home is right here on the Wake Up Call. We go into the gigantic box filled with unmarked parcels, and we pick one, and we describe it to you. Then we take a break, come back. Open them. We see who wins. Last week, quick recap, Kevin got a picture frame that lit up with a random couple, which is still here in the studio.
Right here.
I don't know why somebody keeps unplugging it, because it lights up and it's beautiful when it lights up. It's attention getting. And we still haven't heard their favorite song, which is what is on the frame. Katie, what did you get again?
I got a great nail kit.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. A nail kit with nail polish. Have you used any of the nail polish yet?
Some of my girls. We
that's
love
great.
It.
Oh, good. Okay. Yeah. And I got an iPad protector case, which does not fit my iPad, so I gave it to Katie.
Yeah.
All right. So, who would like to go first?
You go first.
Yeah, you go first this time. Good luck.
Here we go. Thank you, Kevin.
Okay, he's hitting the box.
Oh, he's
now, the
doing
box
the
is
shaking.
Really overflowing yes. this time.
Lots
and there's
of
lots of like full looking packages. Sometimes it gets down to the bottom of it, everything looks thin and skinny, and it seems like a book.
Oh boy.
But you know what I've always wondered about? How do they know it's not medication?
He's looking at green.
I'm taking this bright green
one. Are you sure? Because last time you got a Grinch costume.
Yeah. This is definitely clothing, okay, of some kind. But this is what intrigues me, okay?
Okay.
The outside wrap, it's lime green, and it says Hakuro, okay? And then there's a quote.
Do you know what that means?
It's probably Japanese.
Okay.
And the quote is, forgetting is like a wound.
Is that from Monkey D. Luffy?
Hold on. Let me finish the poem. Forgetting is like a wound. The wound may heal, but it has already left a scar. Monkey D. Luffy.
It's Luffy, and that's from One Piece.
What does that
mean? I'm pissed.
Wow.
You might have gotten an anime sweater.
So
or
do you
want
to switch?
I mean, I'm down.
Should I put it back?
Put it back.
All right, real
if
quick.
It says Monkey D. Luffy, it might be One Piece, and I want that.
It right. sounds like you're just saying sounds.
I does.
No, right. So it's an anime.
So I changed it up, and now I'm just taking like a very regular, rectangular box that does say handle with care, fragile.
Oh.
All right. Kevin, go ahead.
You already know what I'm going
to
pick.
You're a real Monkey D. Luffy to me.
Go for the Monkey D. Luffy, which he has.
Oh,
all right.
Oh, goodness.
And what did it say? Memories like a scar or something? Katie, go ahead.
Okay.
The wound may heal, but it already has a scar because on his chest he has an X, a scar from his last battle.
Oh, did he have pediatric heart disease?
No, he fought some people. Oh, Katie, that's big and bulky.
Yeah.
Katie loves the big and bulky one. Are you going to go fragile too?
Oh, no, that says explosives, no?
I don't know.
If it has the explosive thing, that usually means that there's some sort of lithium battery.
Yeah,
okay, so it has a whole bunch of Asian writing on it.
Oh, that's Chinese.
I don't know why you had to say it like that. but it's written in Sharpie.
Interesting.
Yeah, all the Chinese writing.
That literally looks like something you send in a kidnapping.
Oh.
Well,
like I sent you the code on how to decode this.
Yeah, and it's got coordinates, but you need to know Chinese.
Can either of you figure out somehow anything that where this was supposed to go? Because I can almost read. They black out the address to where this is going to go. And all I know is that the box that I have, money was due for the delivery.
Oh.
So this company never got paid for whatever is in my product.
Okay.
And it was sent back in May. Kevin, anything?
Mine's supposed to go to Las Vegas, Nevada, so ooh.
Mine came through LAX and was supposed to land with somebody in Riverside.
All right.
That's all I know.
Fun delivered. It's so exciting. Okay. The journey that these mystery packages go on.
106.5 The End. It's the Wake Up Call.
We're in the middle of playing Fun Delivered on the Wake Up Call. And if you don't know what Fun Delivered is, welcome to the show. For the Wake Up Call on 106.5 The End. Undelivered packages that never made it to their final destination. And we have them here thanks to the company Fun Delivered. And we're about to open them. We've all gone into the box. We've all picked something out. It was a first this week on Fun Delivered. Kevin and I, we didn't do a swap, but he convinced me to put my package back. Because of what, Kevin? Because
I think that it's something that I really want from the quote that you found on the bag by Monkey D. Luffy.
Right. And what was the quote?
Forgetting is like a wound. The wound may heal, but it has already left a scar.
Right. And Monkey D. Luffy's from an anime One Piece.
One Piece.
Right. Which was turned into a live action on Netflix. Okay.
Okay.
Who would like to go first?
Kevin.
Me?
Yes.
What if I don't get what I wanted?
Listen, we've done a lot of Monkey D. Luffy talk. It's time to pay up.
We've all Monkey D. Luffy.
Okay, so it's an order of two things.
Okay, there's all some stickers that I assume are Mr. Luffy.
These are two shirts. This is two shirts.
They're kind of those zipper plastic bags, like when you get something from Shein.
Oh, it's like vintage.
Oh, Kevin!
What's on the back? Because the front has nothing. Oh.
What's wrong with that's not a bad shirt?
This is Dragon Ball Z. I don't watch Dragon Ball Z.
Oh,
I'm pissed.
What's on the best? Stand up, I can't see
it. Their best friend shirts.
their best friend Dragon Ball Z shirts, and one of the guys points to one way and one points the other so that they can
point at each other.
So you can stand together and point at each other.
I'm so pissed.
Okay, now if that had a monkey see, monkey do on it.
A monkey D. Luffy.
Okay.
If you want to see what we're opening, you can always text the word fun, F-U-N, to 916-909-1065.
I'm so mad.
I'm sorry, Kevin.
What a bad trade.
All right.
Okay, do you want to go?
I want you to go.
So it's just, so far, it's just a box.
And Katie's packaging did have like one of those electrical bomb warnings, which is usually for a battery.
Oh my God. It's one of those screens that you can hook to your car if you don't have Apple Play.
Excuse me?
For your car?
Hold on a second.
Yeah, it's the screen. And if you don't have Apple Play in your car, it hooks to like right above your stereo on your dash. And then you plug it in and then you can have all the same stuff that Apple Play has.
That's cool.
Yes, it's so cool.
That's way better than what you got, Kevin.
Unfortunately, my oldest daughter doesn't have it. And I bought her one of these, which pisses me off.
Well, return it.
It was at Christmas.
All right.
This is cool, though.
Well, get a best friend shirt.
All right, I'm opening.
I did not get a best friend shirt. That's true.
I'm opening mine right now.
Okay.
We're playing Fun Delivered on the Wake Up Call. And if you want to see this, you can text the word FUN, F-U-N, to 909-1065. And it says HORM.
Oh.
H-O-R-M, HORM on the box.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, I'm opening it.
Okay.
Oh my God, what is this? It looks like a taser. What is this? It's a tool!
Let me see!
It's a
Wow!
It's a electric wrench.
Yes!
And the battery.
No way!
Wow! That's so cool!
Gavin!
It's
like a drill.
Socket wrench.
Yeah, it's like a drill, but it's a socket wrench, but it's electric.
So it didn't come with any of the sockets, but that's fine. Believe it or not, I have sockets.
Well, good.
Wow. But I've been cranking them like sort of caveman.
You haven't touched a socket in your life.
I did once, and it was to put training wheels on my daughter's bike.
Okay.
But now, my cranking days are over.
Right.
Oh, boy.
Okay, I'm going to let Horm do the cranking. Look at it go.
Wow. I mean, it's not best friend shirts, but.
All right. Text in to 916-909-1065. 909-1065 and tell us who you think won. This is a tough week.
This is a tough week.
This is a real. I mean, Kevin's out.
Well, not for Kevin.
Right, yeah. But this is a tough week. And I didn't suck at Fun Delivered this week.
Good job.
Because I took your package, just so everybody knows.
That's true.
Just so everybody knows.
916-909-1065. And if you want to see what we opened today, just text the word fun.
Hey, it's Katie from the Wake Up Call, and now that spring is in the air and the weather's getting warmer, it definitely makes you feel hopeful, like your life is full of possibilities, which, if you've been struggling to get pregnant, might not be something you've been feeling much of lately. When you want to grow your family and every month you're hit with that disappointment, it makes it really hard to stay positive. I know this because I've been there. When we wanted to grow our family and then out of nowhere I started having fertility issues, I was devastated. That's when we turned to California IVF and we finally felt hopeful again. They were able to address my infertility issues and now we have the most amazing little Morgan and we wouldn't have her without California IVF. Find your hope at CaliforniaIVF.com. If California IVF has changed your life, they want you to share your story and be featured in their monthly Moment of Hope video to inspire others. Go to CaliforniaIVF.com/share to submit your story. That's CaliforniaIVF.com/share.
106.5 The End.
She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
Oh boy, this is exactly her comfort zone. You feel tense, she feels relaxed on Are You Smarter Than Katie? Katie? That's the exact same way that you could describe her lovemaking.
I'm relaxed and everybody else is tense.
Yes.
That is true because who knows what I'm going to do.
Oh boy, Natalie knows. Good morning, Natalie.
Good morning.
Calling from Sacramento this morning. You are going to face off against Katie in the Octagon of Wit on Are You Smarter Than Katie? We're live on Instagram and 106.5. It's brought to you by Garden of Eden Restaurants. And I got five questions here dealing with news and pop culture. Jackpot's up to $120. You ready to roll?
Yes.
Here we go. Question one. The 90s alternative rock band Oasis has announced that they're going to get back together and tour again. This is the first time in 16 years. Oasis was fronted by two brothers. Name just one of them.
Just a second. George.
Okay. Question two, LeBron James and his son Bronny are now playing on the Lakers together, being the first father-son duo to ever play in the NBA together. But there's one thing LeBron won't let his son do on the court, and that is call him dad. Who did LeBron play for before the Lakers?
The Mavericks.
Question three. Mark Zuckerberg was in the news yesterday. A letter he wrote to Congress was revealed saying that the Biden administration pressured him to censor content of misinformation about COVID and Hunter Biden, but they did not do it. What is the name of the company Zuckerberg owns that covers Facebook and Instagram?
Meta.
Question four. Six Flags Mexico was the scene of a nightmare when riders on a thrill ride were stuck 250 feet in the air. And as if that wasn't scary enough, it was during a violent rainstorm. The terrifying video can be seen by texting RAIN, R-A-I-N, to 909-1065. What is the capital of Mexico?
Mexico City.
And question five, the Kelce brothers just closed a massive deal for their podcast. The podcast, which is called New Heights, is now owned by Amazon, which paid them $100 million for it. Holy God. If they had to pay their agent 20% of the total payday, how much do each of them get after that?
Okay. They had to pay their agent 20%?
Yeah.
How much do each of them get?
Yeah, assuming it's a 50-50 split.
And they were paid $100 million total?
Yeah.
And they have to pay 20% or each?
If they, no, it's just one. They have the same agent.
Oh. Okay. $30 million.
All right. Please go get Katie and Natalie. Where are we going this morning? Who is that? What's going on?
My son has a broken arm, so he's staying home from school today, but I am going home to telework.
Is it like a freshly broken arm? Did this happen yesterday?
He broke it on Sunday, and they can't get him in to see a doctor until Sunday, which seems really disappointing.
Till when? You cut out?
He broke his arm on Sunday, and they can't get him in to see an orthopedic doctor for a real cast until Friday.
Oh, my God. What?
I mean, that's not totally shocking, but also just remember that, like, sometimes before they put a real cast on, they want some of the swelling to go down.
Yeah, for sure.
But, I mean, are they giving him something for pain, at least?
Tylenol and Motrin.
Oh, my God. What?
Wow. I know.
I feel you, buddy.
Jeez Louise. Sure feel you. All right. How old is he?
He's 6.
All right. Oh. And what's his name?
Nolan.
All right. Well, Nolan, we'll come back and talk to you in a second. All right, Katie, you ready to play?
Yeah.
All right. Question one. The 90s alternative rock band Oasis announced that they're getting back together after 16 years.
Okay.
I don't know why this is such a big story.
Aren't they brothers?
Yes.
Okay.
Name one of them.
Gallagher.
That's their last name.
Liam.
Oh, wow, look at you. Yes.
I thought they were Liam and Gallagher.
No, Liam Gallagher and Noel Gallagher.
Oh, God, I would have never gotten Noel.
Honestly, anybody who buys a ticket for anything other than the first show of that tour is rolling the dice. Question two. LeBron James and his son Bronny, you know, they both play on the Lakers together now, which is adorable. There's one thing that LeBron won't let his son do on the court.
Okay.
Call him dad.
Sure.
Dad, pass me the ball.
We're coworkers. It'd
be weird calling your dad by the first name, though. LeBron! who did LeBron play for before the Lakers?
The Miami Heat.
It was the Cavaliers.
He played for the Heat.
I know, but right before the Lakers, he played for the Cavaliers.
Really?
Yep. Question three. Mark Zuckerberg was in the news yesterday. A letter he wrote to Congress was leaked to the press. I don't think leaked to the press, but it was announced. Where Zuckerberg says that the Biden administration did pressure him to censor content of misinformation about COVID and Hunter Biden, but they did not do it. So there you go. What is the name?
Why would that? They took the time to say, don't talk bad about Hunter Biden if it's misinformation.
Yeah.
That is, I don't like that.
Yeah. What is the name of the company Zuckerberg owns that covers Facebook and Instagram?
Meta.
Right. Meta. I still don't get that. I don't know why. I don't know.
Who cares?
Question four. Six Flags Mexico was the scene of a nightmare. Riders were stuck on a ride 250 feet in the air, and as if that wasn't scary enough, it was during a very violent, windy rainstorm.
Oh my God.
It looks terrifying. You can see the video again by texting RAIN to 909-1065. What is the capital of Mexico?
Mexico City.
Yeah. I know you're great on state capitals. How are you on international capitals?
If they get the further away they get, the worse I am.
I see. Question five. The Kelce brothers, Travis and Jason, they closed a massive deal for their podcast, New Heights.
Okay.
Amazon just paid them $100 million.
Oh my God.
For that podcast. Is that not wild? They have the same agent. So if they paid the agent 20% of the total payday, how much do they each get after that?
I don't even know where to start. Just by.
All right. Natalie, are you there?
That was a hard question.
Was it hard?
Very hard.
Was it Kevin?
I think it's pretty easy.
Oh, do you think it's pretty easy when you have all the time in the
world
to
figure it out?
What's
the answer, Kevin?
Is it 40 million?
The answer, but it's 20% of something.
Right.
Right.
40 million.
Okay, but it's not just, it's first you got to find out what the 20% is, and then you got to do the other
10% of 4 million.
Okay. 10% of 100.
Knock off. What?
It's 20% of 100 million.
100 million.
See, he wasn't even listening.
Get the numbers
right. He wasn't even listening. Yeah. Enough. Let's talk to Nolan. Okay. Is Nolan there?
Nolan, say hi.
Can you hear us, Nolan?
Yes.
Hey, buddy, listen. Keep your chin up. I'm sorry you broke your arm.
Yeah. We hope you get a cool colored cast.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Okay. And if your mom lets you, since, you know, if you want to, you're off school. If you want us to sign your cast, come on into the studio, okay?
Okay.
All
okay.
right. All right. Final score, unfortunately, though, your mom loses. Katie Ooh. Wins. Natalie got 2. Katie got 3.
Oh, thank God.
We add $20 to the jackpot tomorrow. But Nolan and Natalie, what is it that you guys want to tell us?
Today, I'm not smarter than Katie.
No.
Not today.
Not today. But hopefully you had fun.
106.5, the end.
It's the wake up call.
Who's time's to go? Who's time's to go?
Has been following a hamster on TikTok, and she is emotionally invested into this rodent. Oh, nice. What is the hamster's name?
Tikka.
Tikka. Tikka on TikTok.
I think her name is Tikka because she makes like a sound. But Tikka on TikTok, yeah. So a couple weeks ago, I came upon a girl, she's probably like 24, and she is Tikka's new mommy. And she got on TikTok to alert everyone that she had just gotten a hamster, and she was very shocked to find out that it was pregnant.
Mm.
And Tikka's tummy is big and everything. And she said, you know, I called PetSmart. They were gaslighting me. They said, we only have female hamsters, so there's no way Tikka could be pregnant.
That is a sentence I thought I'd never hear. I'm being gaslit by PetSmart.
Right. And as this story blew up,
PetSmart. So did her tummy.
PetSmart started going like, oh my God, what if there is a male in there? So they contacted this girl and they go, hey, feel free to take Tikka to the vet. It's on our dime. We're so sorry. We're doing an investigation to see.
Wow.
Right. Okay. Days go on. Now, not only myself, the internet gets on watch.
Okay.
Okay. Now we're waiting for Tikka to deliver. Mm. We don't know how far along she is.
Yeah.
We don't know anything. So her hamster mommy at night would put up like a live stream and would hang like lights over the cage so you could see into it, but it wasn't too dark for Tikka.
Oh my God.
And
so people were watching Tikka sleep?
Well, we were waiting for her to deliver.
Were you watching her sleep?
I watched her sleep a little bit. So now weeks have gone on. Where are Tikka's babies?
Weeks?
Yeah.
I don't even know what the gestation is for a hamster, but I imagine it's not very long.
It's not very long.
Oh,
and it's not usually weeks. And slowly over time, this account goes from everybody being like, Tikka's pregnant. This is so cute. I can't wait to see your babies. The comments start changing. Tikka's sick. Something's wrong with Tikka. And then I open the app, and it is now the girl crying, saying, Tikka's dead.
Oh my God, what?
And doesn't seem like Tikka was.
They weren't babies.
They were tumors.
Oh my God.
And we basically live streamed watching a hamster die. God. And
that is the darkest effing thing I can possibly.
I invested so much time and energy, and here's the worst part: I did it with my 10-year-old.
Of course you did.
So we would. So she'd say, "Did the hamster have her babies?" I'd say, "Well, let's look."
Uh huh.
She hasn't had her babies yet, but look at her. She's eating some scrambly eggs.
Yeah.
Her mommy got her some apple slices, and we're looking at Tikka. Now there was a point prior to Tikka's untimely passing that I did feel like she was not looking so great.
Be like, she's pretty lethargic and breathing heavy.
Well, that's basically how it ended.
How long did you get emotionally invested into the hospice care of a hamster?
At least a week and a half.
Holy God.
And we found out that Tikka was dead by opening it, my 10-year-old next to me, and the girl's just crying, Tikka's dead.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Do you think it's possible in this terrible age that we live in where this girl knew that Tikka wasn't pregnant and did all of this for just clicks and shares and clout on TikTok?
I some 3D chess, though, that's impressive to know that people would get so invested. Now, there's a chance that she knew Tika wasn't pregnant at some point along the way, but people were so interested that maybe she just kept going. But I got to tell you, after a while, these comments, people started lighting her up.
Oh, I'm sure. Sure.
Like, it started out really cutesy.
Yeah.
Like, people were like, I get to be a TikTok hamster auntie in the comments and stuff. And the comments slowly got darker and darker. Oh. Like, that hamster's dying.
I'm just saying, what if she's like those moms that, like, keep their kids sick or something like that?
You think that she's doing Munchausen by proxy?
Yeah, on the hamster. Munchies by proxy.
Oh, not Munchies.
So, anyway, if you're just joining us, Katie...
I watched a hamster
over a week and a half, watched a hamster slowly die on the internet, so...
Yeah. Ghost
Hamster, Ghost Hamster. Tika, we hardly knew ye. But we love you so much.
R.I.P.
R.I.P.
106.5 The End.
Gavin's phone scams on the 10s.
This is a brand new character that is premiering on today's phone scam. I was asked by somebody to phone scam her husband. Her husband is a college professor. So I thought, well, wouldn't it be funny if another college professor tried to sign up late for his class, but just wanted to make sure that there were no hard feelings about another professor signing up for the class.
It's Gavin's phone scam on the Wake Up Call.
Hello?
Hello, I'm looking for Charles.
This is Charles. How may I help you?
Hello, this is Professor Balavacqua, and I am calling you from one colleague to another to see if I can squeeze into your class on film production. I understand that the class has already started, but I'm trying to see if I can attend.
I'm sorry. Your name is Bevilacqua? Professor Bevilacqua?
Professor Bevilacqua.
I don't believe we've met. What department are you in?
I do not teach at your college.
What college are you a professor in?
Stanford.
Oh, Stanford University?
Stanford College. It's different. It's not this. We run into this quite a lot. It is not Stanford University. We're getting off the subject. From one colleague to another, I am just curious. Do you have any inventory for another student?
I'm sorry. We don't typically allow other professors from other educational institutions to audit ongoing classes.
I'm not here to audit. I'm here to attend as a student. I wanted to make sure beforehand that you wouldn't be intimidated having another professor in your class.
No, I don't think it's a question of intimidation, sir. It's more a matter of procedure.
I see. Yes, and I wouldn't want the other students as well to get confused as to who would be leading the class.
Well, I don't think there'd be any confusion on that front, sir. But more to the point, I believe that you would need to speak with someone in our admissions office.
Yes, I already did that, and that is how I got your phone number. They said I would have to email you, which I don't believe in email, so I decided to call you directly at your office.
That's fine. That's fine. But
okay.
What is your first name, sir?
Brian.
Brian?
Yes, but you may call me Professor Balavacqua.
I'm sorry, sir. Why exactly are you hoping to attend my class?
I need to round out my degree. As it turns out, I do not have a college degree.
You don't have a college degree?
No, I don't. But I thought
and
that
yet
I did.
You are a paid professor at Stanford College.
College.
Where is Stanford College located, sir?
It's located near the subway in Natomas.
Okay. And this is an accredited university?
We're working on that. I'm not quite sure why this is turning so adversarial. Is it because you are threatened that another professor would be in your class?
No, I am not threatened, sir.
Okay, all right.
I am busy. I have a number of paying students and responsibilities.
I will be paying. I'm not quite sure why you think that I would be trying to freeload,
I am in my own database now, and I see nothing within our school system that reflects your name or your college, sir.
Correct. I have not signed up yet. That's why I'm trying to sign up, and I'm not quite sure why you're so adversarial with me. It seems like intimidation.
This has nothing to do with me at this point.
Okay.
You need to go through admissions. And I don't know why they recommended
you to
me.
And they gave me your office phone
number.
Well,
they should not have done that. They should not have done that, sir. And
how
I'm sorry,
about this?
I can't.
What if excuse me, Professor. What if I wear a mustache and that way the students in your class will know which one is the real professor and which one is there to attend as a student so that they're not confused?
All right, sir. I'm going to have to end the call at this point. This is
Charles, are you still there?
Yes.
None of this has been real. This is actually Gavin from the Wake Up Call on 106.5 The End. It's a morning radio show, and your wife emailed me and wanted me to mess with you.
I need to go.
Are you there? Hello? Hello? Oh, he hung up.
Want Gavin to scam someone you know? Email phonescam@endonline.com.
Coming up next on the show, we got the married name upgrade, downgrade. You can call 916-909-1065. 909-1065. Tell us your maiden name and also tell us your married name. We'll tell you which one is better, but more importantly,
married. Congrats. But is your married name better or worse than your old one? It's time for Married Name Upgrade Downgrade on the Wake Up Call.
Presented by Roseville Chevrolet.
And you call 916-909-1065 and you tell us your maiden name and your married name, and then you tell, or we tell you which is better. But more importantly, why? Okay, we are going to start with Maya. Good morning, Maya. I met Maya at the gym.
Okay.
Okay, at Orange Theory. And I know the answer to this, but I want to know your opinion.
Okay.
All right. Maya, first, tell everybody what your married name is.
Wait, married name? Maybe?
Yeah, hold on. What's your married name?
It would be Cemento.
Cemento.
Okay.
Okay. Maya Cemento.
Okay.
Now tell everybody what your maiden name was.
Okay. It was, Yarmento. Yarmento.
Okay. Okay, I got like 6 letters in, and my brain started to malfunction. I just put the pen down.
Your last name looks like a cat walked across a keyboard.
That's crazy.
All right, one more time. How is it pronounced?
It is Yamero Ayenijibelu.
Okay. Which sounds beautiful.
Oh, it's beautiful, but I can't tell where it stops and where it starts.
I can't either. It sounds like three people.
Yarmento.
We stopped writing.
Okay, yeah. All right. Okay, so I'm going to say upgrade.
It's an upgrade.
Yeah.
But that's the wildest name I've ever heard in my life.
That's crazy.
Wow, Maya, thank God you got married.
That's the shortest Nigerian name.
Let's talk to Jessica now. Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning.
All right, maiden name.
My maiden name is Sagen, S as in Sam, A-I-G-E-O-N.
Sagen.
Oh, I like that.
That sounds like a cleaning product for industrial buildings.
You think?
Definitely.
I think it sounds like an exotic spice.
Somebody threw up over there, just sprinkle some sagen on it, and then once it absorbs, we'll sweep it up.
I would pronounce it to people. I'd be like, it's like Cajun, but with an S.
Okay, then what's your married name?
Kirk, like Captain Kirk.
Jessica Kirk. I mean, it's forgettable.
I have to tell you, it's not forgettable. It's unlikable.
Jessica Kirk?
Jessica Kirk is a B.I.
Why?
I don't know. First of all, she's in a loveless marriage. Okay?
Wow.
And she wears it all over her face. She's got crappy little nasty kids that don't listen to her, don't listen to anybody, just run amok.
But you don't think that Sajin sounds like it's like Kirkland brand Cajun? Like it's...
I didn't even think of Cajun when I saw it. I cannot get behind a Jessica Kirk.
Really?
No.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, listen, I'm sorry. It's not how I want it to be, Jessica.
Kevin, you got to break the tie here. What is it?
I think it's a downgrade.
All right. Sorry, it's a downgrade.
Jessica.
And good luck on that marriage. Jeez. All right, let's talk to Vanessa. Good morning, Vanessa.
Good morning.
Maiden name?
Elisea.
Ooh.
Elisea.
Elisea.
And it start, is that with an E?
Yes, it's E-L-I-C-E-A.
That sounds like a planet in a sci-fi movie.
Yes.
They're marooned off the orbit of Elisea.
When I graduated, they couldn't say it.
Well, sure. Yeah, sure. Yeah. Oh, yeah. We have to get, they've landed on Elisea, but they're running out of oxygen.
We have to get to the colony on Elisea, or we'll live forever in this mining colony.
Okay. And then what's your married name?
Bowman.
You don't have to say it like that, Vanessa. Okay?
Vanessa Bowman.
You're adding stank to it to try to get us on your side. Listen, here's the thing.
But the other one just sounds so nice. You know what I mean? Elisea.
It's definitely a lot more exotic. Now, a Vanessa Bowman, she's a presentable lady. You know? She's a presentable lady.
There's nowhere you're going to go up from Elisea.
Right. See, Vanessa Bowman wears like, she wears like a smart business blazer.
Right. But no one knows why.
No one knows why.
She has a job,
well,
but no one.
She has an MLM.
What's that?
A multi-level marketing.
I got a briefcase
scheme.
With one pen in it.
Oh my God.
No, you're selling some sort of powdered supplements and you're saying, hey, girly pop.
Right.
Do you want to own your own business?
You're the last person in the world selling LuLaRoe.
Right. Okay, so downgrade.
That's a downgrade. But thank you so much for calling. Elisea. I mean, there is no way to go. There's that escalator's at the top.
Right.
Okay, that's it. Thank you for making it all the way to the end of the podcast. This is where the good stuff is.
Yes.
You know, it's a nice finish.
You've gotten through everything. We got it through it together.
Right.
And now we're on the other side of it.
And you most likely need therapy. So go to betterhelp.com/wakeupcall for 10% off online therapy. Betterhelp.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.